Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hello and welcome to Girl CEO Radio, the playground for female entrepreneurs. And I'm super excited today because I have one of my favorite people here in the room with me. And it's my mom. It's Mother's Day weekend. And I felt like, what would be the best time to get my mom on my podcast? So say hi, Mom.
Hi, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
All right, so Mom, introduce yourself. Tell them your name.
My name is Vanessa Williams.
And how old are you?
65.
She's 65, guys. She looks absolutely amazing. And being 65 is just one of those things that she is not trying to accept right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
All right, Mom. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Not too much to tell. But I basically get along with everybody.
You like to have a good time?
I like to have a good time.
My mom loves to party.
Loves to party still. But I can't party all night.
And she straight up.
Yes, straight up.
Sometimes she's too straight up.
I might be a little bit too straight up.
Too much.
You know.
All right, so let's jump right into this. You're my mom.
Yes.
It's been a crazy journey.
Yes, it really has. Sometimes I thought I was going to get you, girl.
What you going to do to me?
Because you were so smart and, you know, growing sometimes.
Guys, I
And a leader. She always had to be a leader. Remember that, a leader.
I have come a long way.
A long way, yes.
I've grown a lot.
Grown a lot and a lot smarter.
Yeah, because sometimes I felt like you just wanted to plop me upside
yes,
my head.
Yes, I did. I did.
So how did you put up with such a strong personality?
Well, it's like my personality is like a lot of fun and stuff, but hers is different than mine. Where it's like, she's got the more smarts than me. It's like, I never liked school. I did. But I had to go, and I had to graduate, so. I just wasn't, back in the day, you know.
It was what it was.
It was like, all you wanted to do was get out of school, get a job, buy your car.
Get your house.
Get your house. Get your husband. That's how it was back in the day.
How do you feel like it is now?
Now it's like, hey, it's totally different. You don't have to have all that. You can have that, all that by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You really do you, you know?
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like back in the day, everybody wanted a husband, the white picket fence around your house, a couple kids, you know, a little change in the bank, you know, stuff like that.
And now women are just kind of
by themselves
and doing it all.
Doing it. Themselves.
Yeah.
Which is different. It's a whole really new generation, I'm telling you.
Do you feel like back then, like what year was that for you? High school?
College? I graduated in 1972.
1972.
Yes.
Wow. So in 1972, do you feel like women knew that they could do the things that you see us women doing now?
No. No. Never, ever.
Why do you think that was?
Because it wasn't like that. The man worked. The woman stayed home with the babies. And it was like you were struggling because you was home with the babies. Your husband was out there working. And that was it. That was how it was.
So do you think that back then a lot of women tolerated a lot more because they were dependent upon the
Yes. A woman were dependent because my mother never worked.
Really?
Never worked. And she was kind of dependent on my father.
Do you feel like that back in those days there were like a lot of animosity and hurt and the women really wanted to leave but they couldn't because of the finances?
Yes. Yes. They couldn't leave because they wasn't working, so they had to take everything that the man gave you. You know, push come to shove, hey, you ain't going nowhere. You got no job. You got to depend on me. So basically, I can do what I want to do, you know?
It was one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But one thing I could say, it was a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
The starting salary back then was, my first job, I made $1.75 an hour.
$1.75.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I brought a brand new car for $99 a month.
Wow.
Yes.
So what was your first job, Mom?
My first job was, I was a housekeeper in the neighborhood and I said clean this old lady's house.
So you were an entrepreneur?
Bobby, yeah. Okay. And guess how I made when I cleaned her house?
How much?
$3.
You cleaned the whole house
for $3? The whole $3?
House for $3. Oh, hell no.
And I mean, scrubbing the steps. Scrubbing the steps. $3. The lady would give me $3. I said, oh no, this is it. I can't do the steps and the house and everything else for $3. You know, trying to help elderly people out, you know.
You said, that's when you realized that housekeeping right. wasn't cut out for you.
It for me, and I was only like 12 years old.
So what was your, like, after high school?
After high school, well, I worked on the work program at school. You mm-hmm. go to work half a day, and then you go to school.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I got my first job. I kept it and kept on, and I stayed there for 9 years. And when I left there, I came in this area,
mm-hmm.
in the DMV
uh-huh.
area, and I worked for a security company. Okay. But you're not going to believe how much I made after I left there.
How much did you make?
$4.15.
Wow.
9 years.
Wow.
And a brand new car.
Wow. These days, I don't think people will stay anywhere for $4 in any set.
But some waitress make less than that now. They might make $4. But back in the day when I was a waitress, if I didn't save my tips, it was like $2.
So how do you feel now watching women?
I think it's great.
You for like real. It?
Yeah, they be sharp. Yeah.
You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like to see a businesswoman in a suit. Because when I first came here, I went to school for clerk typing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited because I was like going to class learning how to type.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on this program. Somebody has told me about this program.
Uh-huh.
And I got on it.
Uh-huh.
And I would go to class every day. And after you pass your test, your name would go up on the board
uh-huh.
for clerk typing. And they would send you a place where you could pick out suits.
Uh-huh.
I was sharp, honey. I was sharp. You hear me?
You were sharp.
I felt really good about myself.
And you had your suits.
Yes. I was sharp.
So seeing the women now.
Yes.
You love it.
Yes.
How do you feel about social media and seeing how
that's
women...
the only thing that I'm not really hip to a lot. Uh-huh. I see it. I go through social media and read the stuff.
What's one of your favorite pages?
If you really want to know, Ronnie B's. Every day.
So where do you get all this information from? What information? I see you in the shade room a lot, Mom. What do you be doing on the shade
room? Just be looking and reading.
No, you call me because I see
you. Yes, I do. I do comment sometimes. I do.
What are you doing on the shade room?
I don't know. It's just something to do.
Is that entertaining for you?
Yes, yes. When you get my age, it is.
Is that like your soap opera?
Yes, yes, yes.
So watching the women on social media now, you see them learn and really run their businesses. Yes. And leverage yes. social media.
Yes, I think it's nice, but so we didn't have nothing like that.
So do you think that they should be grateful?
Yes, because it's great, but I'm not hip to all that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good for if you want to put it out there or something, you know, it's good.
It's really good. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to see how nowadays women are just it's doing like they
gotta
love.
Take. I feel this way. They ain't got to take no mess off of nobody.
Yeah.
You know, hey, if they say, hey. You know, years ago, the man said, well, you're just going to have to eat your cake. This thing about eat your cake and...
I'm going to have my cake.
Yeah, eat it too. Right. That's uh-huh. how men used to think.
Uh-huh.
And they did.
Yeah. But now...
But now, hey, the women, a lot of women make a lot more than their husbands do. So they don't have to put up with nothing. They can kick them out. They so, don't have to.
So you feel like years ago women were just settling?
Yes, because that was that's the way it was years ago. Men wouldn't even let their wives work way back in the day.
Did you think it was to have that control?
Yeah, control for some people. Yeah.
Yeah. So how was it for you once you got pregnant with me? How did I change your life?
It's like a little bit more responsibility for me.
Yeah.
And I always, like, I didn't want any kids after 30, but it just happened. So I just like little babies. But then after they start getting big.
And start talking back.
Yeah, talking back or terrible two stuff. You know, terrible two stuff. They start getting in everything. It really gets on your nerves.
But, Mom, you were really good, Mom. You were just always... In the school activities. I feel like
you would
volunteer on the bus just to see me get on the bus. I would sit on the bus and I would see you hiding in the bushes. You would want to watch me walk on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that one of the most exciting times
in
your life?
Yes, yes. It was exciting when you was little. It was real exciting.
You were always in the classroom, always on the field trips. Used to dress me up in these big old fancy puffy big old dresses.
Yes, I like them puffy dresses because my mother dressed me up in the puffy dresses. So that's what I was basically raised with, you know.
The big puffy dresses. Guys, my mom used to make me have these Shirley Temple curls in my hair and this big old puffy dress on and these patent leather shoes. And that's how... I would literally go to every single dance at my school. You were so particular.
Yes. If it wasn't, it was mostly like a certain type of material dress that I used to like.
You used to have these big silk dresses.
Yes, silk and velour. You know, velour.
You were really picky. Yes. With that.
And two, somebody said something to me.
What they say?
They
Mom.
Said, "Why do you dress your daughter
even
in
those
puffy dresses
on Easter Sunday?" You used to have me around the neighborhood in those big dresses, yes. Mom, and we wouldn't even go anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't going nowhere. But I just was used to dressing up my babies just like my mother did for us. We ain't going nowhere either. Nowhere. Sit on the porch, right?
Sit on the porch. So,
and go to church.
So seeing me now, what are some of the things that you just
it's like? I just don't know how you do it. I said, damn, my daughter is really, you know, doing good. You know, I'm so proud of her.
So do you believe in like breaking the curse and going in a different direction?
Broke the curse. She really broke the curse. For real.
So do you remember the first time I told you I was going to quit my job and start my business?
I was kind of worried about that. I really was.
You were scared? You were like, I was scared. What are you thinking? Yes. Do you remember what you said
to me? Yes, I did. I said, are you crazy? I said, you must be lost your marbles. I did. I was like worried about her.
So why did you think that?
Because.
Do you? So let. This is something that I personally want to stress. I think that back in your time,
yeah,
ownership and running a business and being successful and creating income for yourself, right, it wasn't something that you were used to seeing.
I never really thought about it. Really didn't.
Why?
Because when I was growing up, my mother always said, if you don't go to school, you go to work here. She never really, you know, made us like go to college. Wasn't even on her mind. You go to school and you go to work for somebody.
Did anyone ever talk about starting a business?
No, never. It's like my father used to have little jobs on the side, putting people's motor in, doing our furniture over. My father was good with his hands. He could sew very well. Mm-hmm. And he could put a motor in a car a day. So they would come over there and my father would do that part-time.
So do you think that because years ago, no one ever encouraged people to be business owners and entrepreneurs, right, do you think that that is why there was a lack of business owners?
Yes, I do. Because my mother didn't encourage me to be no damn business owner. All she wanted me to do was go to work. Go to school, go to work, you know?
That was it.
It was no thing about, oh, you're going to college. No, you're going to work.
Yeah. So
it was basically helping the family out because things was cheaper.
Yeah.
The income was lower. So everybody in the household worked and brought money in to help the family. That's how it was.
So, now that you've experienced that, do you feel like what you speak to your children, it matters? What you talk to them about? What, yes, you educate them on?
Yeah, first you got to know what you want to do.
Yeah. Because your mindset has changed a whole lot now just from being my mom and seeing my life change.
Yeah.
And now you believe in entrepreneurship.
Yes, I think it's great.
But at first,
if I was younger, I would have jumped into it. But now my mindset is older and, you know, you get tired.
Yeah. But at first you were just like, what are you thinking?
Yes. What are you doing?
Do you feel like that was fear?
Yeah. Definitely fear for me. I'm saying, oh my gosh, you must be crazy. Quitting a government job.
She has children.
And children.
Yeah,
I thought about the children and stuff, you know. Said,
and you were taught that that was security.
Yes,
that was
a job,
stability.
Was security. Yeah.
What changed your mind?
When I seen you, you know, every year you was doing better and better and better. You was getting this stuff better than what you was doing.
What else do you think happened that made you wake up and say, "Hell no, this job thing is not secure"?
Oh, some of the things, the trips and stuff that was going on, you know.
But what about when they laid you off? I think that's when you really woke up.
I think when I got laid off, it just blew my mind. You know,
let's talk a little bit about that.
It really hurt me because I was the type of person when the weather was bad, I would walk to work.
You were so dedicated.
I was very dedicated. I never called in half the time. And when they didn't have nobody else, I would be there.
And how many years were you there?
I was there for 18 years.
18 years.
Yeah.
So you gave your all to a job for 18 years.
18 years, yep.
And I remember you called me, you were in tears.
It's like, you ever get, they call you into the office and they start talking to, we're having a problem. I said, what is this?
Because you were about to retire.
Yes.
So they didn't want to pay you your retirement.
Exactly.
So they laid you off right before they were supposed to
and
pay you out your pension.
And the thing about it was, I had just ate lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back from lunch and they told me that, I threw up all over the place. It made me so sick, I'm telling you. And I was like, fussing and cussing. You just don't know what I wanted to do. What was on my mind?
Let's talk about that, because you do 18 years for somebody and they just let you go at the drop of a dime.
You off after you eat lunch? Come on.
Eighteen years,
and I was saying, what did I do?
Yeah, and they just really didn't want to pay you that retirement.
Yeah, right. And like, oh, you can stay the rest of the day. You can stay the rest of the day. I said, what the? What? The way I feel, stay the rest of the day. If you want to. And I stayed, and I sat in my office, and one of my bosses was on his knees. Talking about Vanessa, I am so sorry. I tried to get them to not do this to you. And he was going through a cancer thing.
Wow.
And he said, you are one of our best workers, so I don't know how. Mm. This other girl, I had been there longer than her.
So what were some of the thoughts that were going through your head?
I was saying, now, what am I going to do now?
Because you were older.
I was older. My brother was staying with me. I was taking care of him, looking out for him. And it's like, I just was like spinning. Damn, what am I going to do? Okay, they gave me a little bit of service pay. And then they gave me unemployment, which was nothing.
Yeah.
And then unemployment doesn't last but for 2 years. And that's it. So I didn't know what I was going
to
do.
So how was trying to start over and look for a job at your age? How was that process?
Well, this was before I got the hospital job. I came back to New
But I
Jersey.
Mean, after they laid you off at the hospital.
After they laid me off at the hospital.
Was it hard trying to find a job at your age?
Yes. I remember when you was doing my resumes for me?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Do you think it was because of your age?
I went down to unemployment, yes. And then somebody said, never put your age on. I said, well, they're going to find out anyway when you have an interview.
What did they say?
They told me, never put your age on a resume.
If you older.
Right.
Exactly. They won't hire you.
They won't hire you.
So after 18 years getting laid off, do you wish you would have did something of your own now if you could do it all over
again?
Yes.
I wish I would have did something else.
Really?
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 It's like, if I could just be 35 all over again, it'd be totally different.
So what would 35 again look like for you? I want to know.
35, I would be by myself with no one. A single mother entrepreneur. That's what I would be.
So what would you be doing, Mom? What would be your business?
I don't know. Back in the day, it was like secretaries and clerk typists. That's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big thing in this area.
Uh-huh.
You could go up like a GS 5, 10, 15, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I made pretty good money when I worked in the government, because I worked for payment and claims. And then I worked in another job where I did the president's salaries.
Mm-hmm.
I had to type the president's salaries and do tort claims, and they was a pain in the butt. I hated tort claims.
So 35 for you, you would be single entrepreneur.
And doing something else.
And doing something else.
And it sure wouldn't be no typing.
Okay.
For real.
So what would your dating life look like?
Oh, I dated a lot of single men.
So we're talking, if you could do it all over at 35, what would be your type? What kind of man would you date?
Somebody definitely who makes me laugh.
Gotta be funny.
You gotta be funny, and he gotta be smart, and he can't be a cheater.
he gotta be funny.
And he gotta be for real with me.
He gotta be for real.
Because I'm not stupid.
And you leave. You right. play.
No.
Because you left my day. You was giving that said.
That's right. I knew 3 strikes, you're out.
You pack the bags up, you're like, I'm out of here.
You never seen that Tina Turner movie? I was hauling, man.
And what kind of house would you live in?
It doesn't, not a real big house.
If you was 35, what would your house look like?
I would have like like one of them little single townhouses. Uh-huh. Not the connected ones.
You don't like connected.
I don't like connected.
Okay.
Because I was caught in a fire in an apartment. So it would definitely be a townhouse that's mm-hmm. not connected one another. Just, you know, like a 3-bedroom or something. Mm-hmm. No basement, though.
No basement.
And just like a couple flights. I don't like a whole lot of stairs.
Not a lot of stairs. Right. And you would just live the dream life?
Yes, I would really, you know, I would definitely, you know, travel with somebody who'd like to travel.
So if you could tell the people that are listening to this podcast right now who are young and they still have the chance to do the things that they love and live a full life, what would you say to the people who are afraid to take risk and do things now that you're 65 years old? What would you say to the people who are in their 30s or 40s or 50s who are still just playing it safe?
Do you. Do what you want to do, not nobody else.
Yeah.
Don't listen to other people. Do you. What you want to do, try it. Don't be afraid. Just try it. That's what I say. Do you.
Because life is short.
Yeah, very short. Life, let me tell you. When I clicked my eyeballs, I was 35. And the next thing I know, I was 50. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, I said, 65, oh God. It's like time flies so fast, especially when you have children. Mm-hmm. And then you have grandchildren, and they're growing up. I'm telling you, live your life.
Live your life.
I'll be trying to live mine.
So if you could tell them anything as far as relationships, dating, you know, because you've been there, you're older now, what would you say?
Don't rush it.
Yeah.
It's like, date. Don't get all stuck up under one person.
Yeah.
Because that one person you meet the first time might not be what you want later on. Date.
Because you're really big on dating.
Yes.
My mom is like the dating queen. My mom used to just date, have fun. Travel and go on trips.
I had a lot of like, mayors, going out with mayors and
just having a good time.
Yeah, having a good time. You know, going to balls, mayor balls. And
Do you think women settle too fast?
Yes. They get too involved too soon.
Yeah.
You know, get...
Do you think it's like peer pressure? Like looking at other women?
To me, in this area, I think they're like that because it's a lot more men than women here.
So do you feel like it's the pressure to like rush?
Yes, I think it's a rushing thing. Oh, there's not enough men here. I could find me somebody.
Yeah,
quick. You know what I mean? Quick.
Yeah.
It's like they feel like they're going to get left out.
Or left behind.
And it's not that way. There's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's a lot of men here. There's somebody for everybody. Yeah. You just got to find the right person.
Yeah. What do you feel about happiness? How important?
Very.
Because I think that when you're younger, a lot of your happiness is based on stuff, cars or houses and, you know, things like that. But
that has a lot to do with it. You better be happy.
Yeah. Now you're just kind of like your happiness is based on just having a good time.
Yes.
Being with your family.
Yes. But I wish, if just like I said, I wish if I was 35, I would do it all over again. I would be single for a long time.
And just live your life.
And just live my life and be happy. Because the statistics, it's like when a woman gets married at a young age, half the time, by the time they get older, they're in a divorce. Because they
rushed it too soon.
They rushed it and it wasn't what they thought it was.
Yeah. Because you matured so much faster than my dad.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, really serious, really...
Yes.
You know, I remember you were just like, the bills are here. Like, you were so in the books.
Yes.
As far as responsibility, you were trying to build. You were just on a different page.
It's like when I lived at home and I was working part-time, my mother said to me, okay, I'm going to teach you. When you get paid, I'm going to take $10 every penny out of your pay. That's going to be your rent. That's going to teach you that you got to pay rent wherever
people
you go.
Should start doing that with their kids now.
Yes. And I had to get my mother. I had to cry like a baby. Because $10 was a lot of money.
Yeah, especially when you were making a dollar an hour.
$1.75 an hour, I would work 25 hours a week and bring home like $60.
Wow. Yeah.
And I had to give her $10. I said, oh, man.
Wow. What have you learned from me so far?
What have I learned?
Because I'm going to tell you what I learned from you. What have you learned from me?
You like to have a good time.
That's my biggest thing.
You like to dance just like I like to dance. I'm still dancing. Don't set it down, baby. You gotta keep it moving when you get older. Mm-hmm. That you're very smart. Educated. You didn't finish school, but you had to learn stuff from somewhere.
And I did my research.
Yeah, it's like reading has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
It's like reading books. You can learn a lot from reading books.
And I used to, guys, I've read so many books. Because I started college, but I never finished.
It's like first she said she wanted to be a nurse. I sent her money to be a nurse, you know, for when you first get into nursing.
Then I said I wanted to be a lawyer.
Yes. And then you was working for those
law firms.
Yeah, law firms. She wouldn't do nothing but law firms.
And then I got my paralegal license.
Paralegal. You know, she stayed in New York for a long time.
I was going to be an attorney.
Yes.
I was going to go in that direction. And then I decided that I didn't want to do that. I just kind of found my way when I started a business.
What do you want to do?
And I think that's good that you say that, because a lot of times we think that we figure out what we want to do overnight. And the biggest thing that I want to say is that do whatever you feel like you want to do until you realize what you don't want to do. So I did so many different things. It helped me to realize what I did not want to do. I found my way.
Right. And another thing, don't let nobody tell you. They might tell you what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't work.
And that never worked with me.
You have to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And do something, what you want to do.
Something I learned from my mom is to always have a youthful spirit.
Yes.
My mother is 65 years old, but her spirit is literally 25. And my friends come around and she just steals all my friends. And everybody loves her, and she just wants to have a good time, and she loves to dance until her feet hurt.
Yes.
And
then I can't get up in the morning, you know.
And then she can't get up in the morning. And I really just learned from her to just live life with no regrets. Do what makes me happy. And I think because of you, when I go through tough times and I go through those storms and I go through, you know, stuff that I just always say, let me get back to having fun.
Yes, because it's like when I grew up, I never thought I was going to lose my father, and then I was going to lose my mother.
Yeah.
And that really woke me up to having a good time.
Yeah.
Really, when my father died, that hurt me so bad. Like,
yeah.
And then, you know, 10 years later, my mother dies. I said, oh, my God, I really got to get it. You know what I mean?
And it makes you wake up and appreciate your family.
Yes, yes. It's like, in my family, we only get together when there's funerals.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my cousin, we need to go to a family reunion because I don't even know.
And do you think that people just, they take family for granted?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They do.
Because I believe, like, social media is not enough. Sometimes you think that you're going to say, hey, cousin, or hey, family,
right,
on social media.
Sometimes they won't even answer you. They don't even, who is this? It's like, who is this person? And then you want to press star something and call them, who is this? And they were, who? You know, that, like, they don't know you.
Yeah.
Which they don't, but.
And that's something else that I've learned from you, just family values. You've always been really big on family, Mom. Just having things together and doing things together. You always wanted to do things, you know, together.
Yes, but then my family, they done got so set and think they're so old, they don't want to do nothing no more.
So people need to just have more fun.
Yes. And
well,
you know,
Mom, your family, they old now, Mom.
Hey,
you're 65. They 75 years old. Are you trying to go party with you?
Hey, just like I said, I'm going to wait till I drop.
All right, so three things before we wrap up Mother's Day segment. Three things that you want to remind my listeners of before. Oh, we got All right, guys, we got girl. By the way, we have 40% off the Girl CEO store right now. So, y'all, let me turn this off. We have people ordering. If you guys have not taken advantage of the discount, it's 40% off using the code MOTHER. 40% off the entire store. So, you guys just heard a little, some orders coming in. What are three things you want to leave them with? Most of my listeners are women, business owners, moms, single mothers. Three things.
Be fearless.
Be fearless is one. What's the second thing, Mom?
Have a good life.
Have a good life.
And be happy.
And be happy. All right, y'all. Y'all got it. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great week. Say bye, Mom.
Bye, y'all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.